Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tune in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Beardale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour of prayer from 7 to 8. Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We're glad to have you in any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message, this broadcast is meant to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of telephone at area code 850-675-6079, or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. We hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you. And I pray.
Amen. It's not how people start, it's how they finish, by the way. He that endureth to the end, the Word of God says. Mark chapter 12, verse 28, the Word of God says, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." Amen. First, and I'm just going to read in 1 John. Amen. I'll just move there in a few minutes. Let's just go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for the grace of God, wherein, sir, we stand this day in the hope of salvation. Thanking you, Lord, that you have given us this life, God, the real life, God, life in Christ. Sir, that we ask you today that you may touch us for a few moments, that we may speak as the oracle, and may we know your word's blessed. It's anointed, it's divine, oh, it's authentic, it's ever settled in heaven. Lord, it's all-powerful, non-failing, sir, but oh, let us, God, for just a little while speak as the oracle of thee, that you may have glory and honor, that we may, God, start this first year out in the right order, and that we may, God, should you tarry, finish it like thy. Likewise, sir, that we may hold fast the profession of our faith, that we may fulfill all righteousness, and that you may have honor and glory, sons and daughters be brought to the kingdom, and thy name exalted before men, and God, glory and honor be given unto thee in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And everybody said amen. Now, in the passage of Scripture that we read this morning, amen, there is most of the, they were trying to trick Christ, and isn't it amazing that people... Amen. Try to confuse the Word Himself. I find it very, very unknowing that they had no knowledge of who they're dealing with. Amen. And so the Word of God here, Jesus has been asked some questions, and I know they're trying to throw out deceitfulness, but Jesus had answered these men, and one of the answers that he had said that you do err, not knowing the Scripture nor the power of God. Amen. And these, now listen, what does the Word of God say in the text that we read? The scribes. These men were scribes. Amen. What's a scribe? A scribe by the age of 5 could quote the Pentateuch verbatim, Genesis through Deuteronomy. Amen. They had to have that down pat by an early age. Amen. By the age of their bar mitzvah, amen, they were supposed to be able to completely, amen, quote the Torah. Amen. The completeness of the Old Testament to the Jews. Amen. So not that they didn't know the words. Amen. It just that they did not have the revelation of the truth of the Word of God made real to them. It was just words. It was not divine Word of God. Amen. You understand that religiosity and church folks still suffer from that same disease today. Amen. They know the words. Amen. But they don't understand what's being said. Amen to God. Understand, Jesus said these words, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Amen. That's simply more than just to hear the words. It is to hear and understand and obey is what God's after. God doesn't want His people to walk in blindness, but in true revelation of what His Word has declared. Amen. James says that, amen, that a man that hears the Word of God and he goes away and he forgets what manner of man that he is, amen, he's just not a hearer. He's just a hearer of the words, but he's not an obedient servant of God. Amen. There has to be something more than just a hearing of the natural ear. There has to be a conception of the Word of God in the heart. Amen. So they asked Jesus, what did this man ask him? What is the first commandment? And the word first here signifying the order of importance. Amen. Listen, our lives are going to have some kind of order. Hello? I know there are folks who have almost absolutely no order to their life. Their lives are totally chaotic. They are not organized. Amen. But usually they are organized to an extent. I'm going to show you why. They are organized by the enemy of the soul. Amen. That if you and I allow the devil to get after us, after a while he'll have our lives in an order that we don't recognize, and one that heaven doesn't recognize. It will be on the order of this world and on the order of perdition. Amen. But God's got a whole different order. Amen. That's why the Word of God says that we are not to be after the manner of the world. Amen. And then the most of the time when the term world or worldly is used, it means arrangement or order of things. Amen. The Christian life should never be in the arrangement of the world. Amen. What's important to that world at the top of their list shouldn't be at the top of the Christian's list. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you, amen, what's at the top of that world's list is me. Amen. Matter of fact, if you just want to get an order of it, me, me, me. Amen. I think they had some kind of country song several years ago. Me, me, my, my. Amen. My, my, or something like that. And amen. What'd you say? Everything was about them. Amen. In Christianity, that's not the way that God intended. Everything is about God. Amen. Now, it's not, listen, amen, well, just about know it's about God, God's will, God's purpose, God's plan, amen, and if my life doesn't follow that order, amen, then I need to get in an altar and repent and get some order in my life, amen. Now, here that Jesus begins to tell them what the first and great commandment is. And I want to look at this, but also the first commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Amen. He said, "Hear, O Israel, thy Lord is thy God is one. Your God's one Lord." He said, "He's not many." In other words, there's no division there. Amen. There's nothing that's going in opposite directions. Listen, God says there's no confusion there. Amen. By the way, when you see confusion, you understand that somebody has slipped something in that God's not put there. Amen. God's not in the business of confusing His people. He is in the business of making them understand clearly and distinctly what His desires are. I've never had God lead me in multiple directions at one time. Amen. But always in one. Hello? Amen. Listen, anything that comes of more than one mind, amen, has come of something other than God. Amen. I said, if it's come from one more than one mind, that mind that was in Christ dwell also in you and I. That's a mind of singleness, a mind of purity, a mind that is void of everything but one purpose and will. Amen. He hath not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. Paul writes to that young preacher Timothy, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Amen. So God gives us that mind to labor, that mind to work, that mind to do the will of God. Amen. And the Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Not many things, but just one. Amen. I can tell you, when we make the will of God our singular purpose of life and mind, amen, it's one thing we do. What is that one thing, Brother Joe? Amen. We obey the voice of God. We're led by the voice of God and the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Amen. And in the end, God is the, amen, the author of the workmanship of the life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You might as well. I'm going to try to be quick as I can this morning, but pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a lot to be said. Amen. First, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Now, amen. I didn't say a little bit. I didn't say just part. It said all. A-L-L. And old Brother Keeter said all means all. Amen. Everybody likes for all to mean all when it's all. Amen. God blessing on, amen, back toward us. But a lot of folks turn the tables around when it's all toward God. Amen. They want a little bit toward God and God's all towards us. But I'm afraid that's not the way the cookie crumbles. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. That's all of that inward, all inwards, everything that is inside, all that is in me. That song says, amen, praise ye the Lord. Amen. That psalmist declared, amen, all that is within me, amen, all that's my whole soul, my whole capacity in my spirit, and with all thy mind. Now we, amen, we come from the heart, the very inner spirit, the soul which contains the spirit, and now we've come to the mind. All thy mind. Amen. That's come on. That simply means that we have to, that has to be relegated. Amen. My Bible says, casting down every high thought and imagination which exalts itself against God. Amen. Listen, I can tell you, the mind, if it's not brought under submission, amen, to the divine will of God, it is the hatching ground for problems in the soul and in the spirit. Amen. Come on. Well, listen, that works one way. When that inward man is pure, outward it comes. Amen. And it flows through, and it should affect everything coming out. It should affect the soul. It should affect the mind. It should affect the strength of that individual, our actions, all thy might. That simply translated in another way means all of our ability. Amen. Everything we can do. Amen. That's what, if God's loved with all of our heart, amen, then He'll take up all of our soul, He'll fill all of our mind, and He'll fill up our ability. Come on with me. And our ability won't any longer be our ability. It'll be His ability. Amen. Hallelujah. Wednesday night, amen, out of Matthew chapter, or John chapter 15, if you will abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. I can tell you, God bringing about that place where there is a fullness of God being allowed to work in the very life. Amen. And out of that fullness of God working inward, it brings the fullness of God working outward. Come on. Amen. Listen, God. I mean, God's talking to me the other day, amen, and say, look, amen, if I can get full inward, amen, access, it'll change the full outward, amen, flow. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. I said, God can get, amen, what He wants coming to that inward, amen, filling me, then out of me can flow the fullness of what God's pouring in. Amen. If, come on, if some of that's broken, it will hinder both processes. Amen. I said it will hinder both. Amen. Well, God can't pour out what He can't pour in. Can't pour it out. Amen. But if He can pour it in, He can pour it out. Amen. If God can fill us, He can pour us out. But if He can't fill us, He can't pour us out. Amen. If God can't make us broken bread, poured out wine, amen, then we just can't be that. Amen. Let me hurry. All, listen, everything here points with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Amen. This is the most important commandment. If we don't get this one, I can assure you that none of the rest of them are going to be anywhere near appropriated in the life. Amen. Amen. It's got to start here. This is the root, amen, of the matter. Hallelujah. If we don't love God, listen, no wonder we look through the Word of God and God's got an order. I mean, He's one thing about heaven, one thing about God that you can understand and see very clearly, that God has an order. Amen. God didn't. God only has an order, but He's given His people an order or an arrangement of how things are to be done. Amen. Listen, if we do not, follow that order of God, then we will not have the results that God indicated that we could have. Amen. You set out to make a cake. Amen. I mean, you ain't going to bake the stuff before you mix it up. You ain't going to have a cake. You're going to have a mess. Amen. You can put it in the oven before you do the other parts. No, you got to follow the pattern. Amen. The direction, the recipe has to be followed. Not only the ingredients, amen, but the order of putting those ingredients together has to be followed as well. Amen. I'm not going to tell you otherwise. You wind up with, amen. You can just imagine, taking a recipe, turn it around backwards and try it. Amen. See what your results are. I'll assure you it won't be what you're aiming at. Amen. Listen, what are you saying, Brother Joe? I'm saying simply this, that there has to be an order. In order to have the results that God intended, our lives must have the order that God intended. Amen. So first things, amen, on Sunday morning, January the 3rd, amen, 2016, amen, first things first, amen. Listen, now, the second commandment, amen, Jesus said, amen, these words, the second line lies like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I'm doing it real good. His microphone ain't like him, Brother Joe. Amen. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. Believe you me. Amen. Unless a person, amen, loves God like God said, we can never love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, brother, I want to say something here this morning. Amen. All true evangelism, amen, can never take place until the first commandment has been brought into being, amen, into life. And then man can love that neighbor as himself. And then out of that will come true evangelistic work of the church. Amen. I said out of that comes, everything in that evangelistic work, whether it's just charity, whether it's, amen, but primarily remaining in the dominion of the spiritual thing. Amen. I understand. Amen. There has to be, amen, the physical, amen, and the charitable giving of the church. Amen. Otherwise, it's a vain, empty message. Amen. But that also, amen, must understand that it takes in the same priority that Jesus did, that the soul is of the utmost importance, amen, prior to, amen, the metaphysical things of this world. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen, John. I can tell you, Nicodemus came, and Jesus didn't waste any time, amen, messing around. He just said, except you be born again, you can't, amen, enter into the kingdom. You can't see the kingdom. Amen. You must be born again. What did He do? He loved him as himself. He loved his neighbor. Amen. Well, the Bible also gives us, amen, explicit details. When they said, Lord, the smart aleck asked Jesus, who's my neighbor? And He told him a story. A certain man came up out of Jericho. Amen. And coming out of there, he jumped by thieves. Amen. And they beat him and robbed him, leave him by the road. Amen. Along, amen, comes a priest. And amen. And what did he do? He walks to the other side. Amen. Heads on down the road. Along comes a Levite. Amen. One of the ministers in the house of God. They kind of look at him and then move on. Along comes a Samaritan. Amen. Boy, did Jesus know how to gouge him, folks. Amen. Along comes that Samaritan. Amen. He ain't professing nothing, amen, but he's got more compassion on that poor robbed man than all of that church that has passed by, amen. And he takes that man, binds him up, carries him down to, amen, to an inn, amen, pays for his keep, says if there's anything, amen, left on him when he's able to get out of here, amen, just send me the bill. Amen. And Jesus said to them folks, now which one of them was his neighbor? Hello. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. It takes more than that. Yes, we must be. If we're not concerned about enough about our neighbor to pray for him, I'll assure you we probably won't be concerned about him enough to do much of anything else. Amen. Pray for them. Amen. I wonder, amen, I really, come on now, you do. I listened to several times, amen, several months ago I played that phone call from God for some of those ladies down there where I work. Amen. And, amen. And that old guy had a very cynical attitude. Lord bless my neighbor, even they ain't no good. Amen. I think he needed, amen, a whole lot of help with the first commandment. Amen. Listen, 1 John 4:19 says, we love him. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. Here's some order. And this is God's love committed towards men, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ has died for the ungodly. Amen. I can tell you, and John says we love him because he has first loved us. Amen. What is beyond that? What about the Old Testament, Brother Joe? How's the first there? Amen. I can tell you in that Garden of Eden when man sinned. Amen. God appointed it from that day. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, God had already appointed it. He knew what's going to happen, but he iterated it in Genesis chapter 3 and knew that Christ is going to come. Amen. Old Testament, amen. New Testament believers, whoever that it was, amen. God first loved us. Amen. Hey, Jesus said to his disciples in one instance, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Amen. In other words, amen, you wouldn't have a choice if I hadn't made the right one. Amen. If I hadn't chosen you, what choice have ye? Amen. Oh, thank God that he made the choice. Amen. It was I that should have died. It was I that should have been crucified. But Jesus hung on the cross in my place. Amen. Oh, and he took my disgrace. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, he, amen, was the innocent. Amen. He was the God. Amen. By pure, amen, sacrifice. But he came. Amen. And the Word of God said he became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God by him. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I'm trying to get where I'm going this morning. We love him because he first loved us. Thank God for the first. I'm glad that he kept the order, amen, in order. Hello. If he hadn't, where would we be? Amen. Listen, come on, I'm going to bring it on down now. If we don't keep the order, where are, amen, lost souls? Amen. Where are our family? Where are all those folks that are in need? Where are they going to be? If we don't keep the first order. Amen. Revelation 2 and 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. To the church at Ephesus. Amen. Jesus speaking. Amen. Now they still held stout doctrine. Their doctrine was still pure. They wouldn't embrace the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Amen. That were very loose, liberal, and amen, very, if you will, ungodly, while still professing to be godly. Amen. But they lost the dynamic of that experience. Amen. Listen. Amen. I said they had lost the dynamic of their experience with God. Amen. You understand man can go through, amen, the motions and not have that motor driving in the soul, in the spirit. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? That he's just, amen, he's like you can push a car to a certain speed, turn it loose, it'll close for a while. Amen. Motor may not be running. Amen. It's just the inertia. It will slow down eventually and stop. Amen. What you're saying? Amen. I want to tell you, if the motor, amen,
gets missing. Amen. If that dynamic goes away, amen, sooner or later, amen, the life is going to grind to a halt, amen, and be yielded again to the forces that are around it. Amen to God. What you saying? I want to tell you something. Ephesus, you go back and do your first works, else I'll come to you quickly and remove that candlestick out of his place. I'll take away the inspiration. I'll take away the light. Amen. And I'll take away that which has motivated you in past times. Amen. To walk in purity and love and in holiness. Amen. And I'll cause you to walk in darkness. Listen. Amen. There has to be something hidden. And Ephesus, notice I've heard people, I don't know if it's by mistake or just, amen, whatever it is, that he lost their, they didn't lose it. Amen. Listen. Amen. There's a difference. But if you lose something, it's not by choice. Amen. But to leave something involves a choice. Amen. That's amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. We make choices every day. Amen. The Christian's going to get up, wake up every morning, and going to make a choice. I don't care what those unconditional eternal security say. Amen. If you're going to be a child of God, amen, God ain't going to come and say you ain't got to make a choice. You're just going to be a Christian no matter what you like, think, or whatever else you want to do. Amen. I want to jack you up out of that bed. Amen. Snatch you up, send you to work, make you live a good God. No, that is not the way that it is. Amen. I wake up in the morning just like you do. We have to say, I'm going to choose Christ today. Amen. And if I choose Christ, it means that I'll roll out of that bed. Amen. It won't be, amen, shouldn't be, but a few minutes I'll found me somewhere. Amen. And then I can sing that song Sister Jamie sung, in the presence of Jehovah. Amen. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. And have a good talk with Jesus. Amen. To start that day. Amen to God. And get things in the proper order they need to be in. I can tell you something, if you don't do that, you're going to start your day in total chaos and misery. Amen. I can tell you, if you start it that way, I hope you know that if you don't make any changes, it's going to end that way or worse before the night falls. Hello? Amen. So, Ephesus, you've left your first love. You go back and do your first works over. Amen. What's that for? Go back and repent. Amen. Go back and get it. Amen. The order back in the right way. Amen to God. And then you can move on. Where am I going to find it at, Brother Joe? Right where we left him. Amen. He's going to stand and bid us. Amen. Come. Amen. When Jesus' disciples got out of line, what did he tell them? Come unto me. Come on over here. Amen. When I got out of line when I was a boy, Mama said, come here. Amen. Come here. Boy, I'm telling you, there's something I didn't want to come. Amen. Because I knew I could get some correction. Amen. Listen, for all them folks who say that God won't correct His children, they've left out a big part of this book right here. Amen. Indeed, why does He do it? He said He chastens because He loves us. Amen. And I want to tell you something. God's unchanging, so He just continues to love, so He ain't going to stop chastening. Amen. It is already settled in the Word of God that sanctification is an inbred part, amen, of God's salvation, amen. And it's just God's purpose, so God's never going to stop, amen, seeking to work sanctification in the life. Jesus Christ has made unto us life, amen.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart, and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. We preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email and tapes at WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date of the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know Him, may you find Him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, Pastor Joseph Jones.